Okay, I'd like to call this meeting together. It's Wednesday, November 18th, 2015, 1 p.m., and I'll ask on David Noren to lead the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, I'd like to introduce board members. And to my far right is Greg Gusty. And to my immediate right is Bill Massey. And my name is John Corbett. To my immediate left is David Noren. And to his left is Jeff Hales. And far left is Valerie Mitten. And the subject we're going to do is really a study session on the Upper Elk River technical analysis for sediment and update on sediment total maximum daily load and stewardship framework. And I'd like to call on Alita Mangelsdorf and Clayton Krager to step to the podium. They'll also briefly make some comments on the overall process. And I'd like to call on our executive director for you to introduce staff as well.
Great, thank you. I'm Matt St. John, Executive Officer. Good to see all of you, board members, and public. To my immediate right is Shinrei Lee, our Assistant Executive Officer. And to my far right is Samantha Olson, our Senior Staff Counsel. Across from me is Patty Corsi and Donna Poe. Helping to run this afternoon's meeting. And you've already introduced Alita Mangelsdorf and Clayton Krager, and Jim Burke will be introduced for the next item.
And then for house cleaning, I've granted 20 minutes to Humboldt Redwood, and I've granted 20 minutes to the residents. And even though on a study session you don't have a formal intervention, I believe the residents have intervened, been involved so long that that's warranted. And 10 minutes if it should be desirable by the California Department of Forestry, and CAL FIRE is our sister agency. And with that, the rest of the public comment will be 3 minutes. Just one moment, I have a hand, and I'll identify it for the record. It's Christy Wrigley. Could you please come up to the microphone?
Yeah, John, I just want to make clear that when you gave us 20 minutes, we were most appreciative, and that we are splitting that with EPIC, but they are not part of the Elk River Residents Association whatsoever. They are a separate entity altogether. Clear?
But no.
I understand we are splitting the 20 minutes. With
oh, okay.
So I wanted to make...
separate entities are submitting under the same 20 minutes.
Exactly.
Right. And I, at this time, just to make it clear for future proceedings, unless we get a motion to intervene by EPIC, we're not considering them as a party. So, and that doesn't really apply for informational items, any of this, but.
Yeah. I didn't mean to include them. They were separate from us, but we appreciate the time.
Okay.
And I just wanted to make the to point out that there are two items this afternoon. The first is an informational item on the Tetra Tech report, the update on the TMDL and watershed stewardship. And so we will be accepting public comments on this item. Then we will move into item two, which is on the waste discharge requirements for Humboldt Redwood Company. And it's actually that item that HRC has requested and we've granted for them to present on their report of waste discharge for 20 minutes. As opposed to on this first item.
Okay. Well, let me ask, is HRC and Christy Wrigley amenable to that, of having it 3 minutes on Tetra Tech and the additional time on the waste discharge requirement? Okay, and then there's one other finger up. I assume it's a raised hand, but it's the index finger for the record.
Rob from Epic. Just wanted to clarify that I did in fact forward a request for extra time. So,
okay. Now that we've gotten through our procedural comments, we'll ask on our staff to begin their presentation.
Afternoon.